Welcome to today's podcast discussion on certifications. This is the first in a series of podcasts where we will interview folks from multiple certifying bodies and some of our very own ILTA members who carry these certifications. I'm Jennifer Waters Farley, and I will be the moderator for today's discussion on the Information Governance Professional, or IGP, certification from ARMA International. We're very pleased today to have with us Diane Carlisle from ARMA International. Diane has worked with the certification program from the very beginning, and we look forward to her insight. Welcome, Diane.
Thanks, Jennifer. Glad to be here.
Great. Can you provide our listeners a little information about you and ARMA International?
Yeah, I would be very glad to do that. Let me start with ARMA. For those who may not know about ARMA International, we are a not-for-profit professional membership organization and a leading authority on information governance. And that's really by virtue of our established expertise in records and information management, which we believe really strongly is a core and crucial component to effective information governance. The association was established in 1955, and our membership is 27,000 if you combine all of our different membership categories. So we have a pretty good reach, I think. We're involved in a lot of the kinds of activities that most associations are. In our case, it includes national and international level standards development, education delivery, of course, book publishing on both RIM and information governance topics. We sponsor and host conferences and participate in conferences from other organizations. So that's a little snapshot of ARMA International. For my own self, I have over 30 years as a RIM and information governance professional, and I've had some pretty varied experience in a lot of different industries and sectors of the economy. So 16 of those years have been as part of the ARMA International staff. So for ARMA, I've always worked in the area of content development. So again, very heavy in these areas of the subject matter expertise in records management and information governance and influence over our standards, publications. I do some public speaking and always representing ARMA in our allied organizations in a variety of ways. So that's probably enough about me.
Well, that's great, Diane. I really appreciate you sharing that background with us. I think it's important for people to see what kind of experience you have with ARMA International in particular and how that has translated into this particular certification, which you have been very heavily involved in the putting together of this program. Leading into that, can you give us a brief overview of what the IGP certification is and what it represents?
Sure, that's a great question. So we developed this as the very first certification in information governance. And the intent there was to really bolster our development career opportunities for professionals in this field. ARMA views the role of an IGP, information governance professional, as both strategic and enterprise-wide in nature and very cross-disciplinary in its approach. And so the certification, we felt it was important to have a certification that would attest to that skill set and that knowledge for individuals in this information governance field. Because the second part of our goals and desires for information governance is to really help organizations leverage information for their maximum benefit while they're also reducing costs and mitigating risks that are associated with information assets. And so as we're trying to influence organizations, we also want to bring along the talent pool, if you will, that has the knowledge and skills to do that for an organization. And developing a certification based on our philosophy and the guidelines that we think are most important just seemed like a really obvious way for us to contribute to the information governance profession.
And I think that's one of the most admirable things about ARMA is the level of education that they do offer to members, both free and some that are paid but very reasonable prices. I think that ARMA has always had a great history of educating its members and helping them along with the career development that you mentioned.
Thanks, Sam. We'd like to think so. So it's great to hear that.
I personally have been a member of ARMA for about 10 years, I would say, and I've gone to it over and over again as a resource. So I think that anyone, whether they're in the industry or looking to start in the industry, it's a great place to go and find opportunities for education. So is there anyone in particular that any particular skill set or particular industries or positions that should pursue this certification, the IGP?
So I think if you look at this from a very broad scope to begin with, that anybody who wants to play a more strategic role in their organization in this area of leveraging information assets, mitigating risks that come from mishandled information, anybody who wants to work in that field but at a more strategic and enterprise-wide level is really well positioned to pursue the certification. You know, we know that that's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but for those who do want to move their career in that direction, I think it's really great next step. That said, you know, we have certainly identified in our work in developing the IGP program, we've identified allied stakeholders in several areas, such as legal, IT, privacy, risk management, information security, those kinds of fields that are very closely related to our view of information governance. So we believe that as well as providing opportunity for ARMA members and professionals in records and information management, that there's a potential for professionals from these other fields to seek the certification as well. So I think that that is how we'd categorize the, you know, the target audiences, if you will.
And do you think that the IGP complements there? We know that there's a lot of different certifications out there, which we'll probably be addressing in some other future podcasts. Do you think that the IGP is a good complement to some of the other certifications that are out there in the industry?
I sure do. In fact, on the ARMA webpage about certifications, we've identified a lot of certifications that we think are related to information governance as a whole. And so we don't pretend to say that any one person should try to have all of those. There are a few people who seek a lot of credentials, and that's great. But my viewpoint on it is that when you find kind of your niche in terms of the kind of work that you want to do, maybe some people are especially drawn to legal issues. Some others might be particularly drawn to how we implement programs and configure them to mitigate risk, you know, more the IT side. But whenever you find your niche, then you'd want to look at the sort of complementary certifications in that area. So, you know, if you're interested in legal issues, then the legal certifications would be certainly an area that would complement the IGP very nicely. We like to look at the IGP program as sort of holistic in that people who hold this credential will know some about all of the stakeholder areas, but they won't necessarily have deep expertise in all of them. Their role will be to kind of pull these experts together with these related certifications so that the overall information governance approach can be more balanced and consider the variety of needs and requirements from all the parts of the organization.
I think that's great advice, Diane, that looking at the different certifications, because there are so many, and finding the things that sort of speak to you, whether it's in info security or, again, in the legal arena, I think that finding your expertise, as you said, is really great advice, because it is difficult sometimes to weed through the many offerings out there to find what will actually be a benefit to you as a professional going forward.
Yeah, so much of it is really dependent on what an individual's aspirations are in their career, I think. So, you know, there are a lot of relevant certifications. So.
Right. And do you hold any other certifications?
I do. Actually, I'm a certified records manager as well as being an IGP. So those are the two from the subject matter area that I hold personally.
Great. As a professional, as we talked about, there's so many certifications out there. Are you seeing an increase in the demand for the IGP within the industry, whether it's within a job posting or just people talking about it? Are you seeing that increase in the recognition of the IGP?
You know, the really good news is that we really are. This certification is new. We had our very first test window in spring of 2013. We just closed out the spring 2015 testing window, and our applicant pool for this year was just one person shy of our very first test pool. So you can see that it's starting to get some traction. We've seen the IGP listed in some job descriptions on Career Builder and all. I went out yesterday and looked actually on Career Builder, and there are two job postings currently there that say that the IGP is not required but desirable or, you know, appreciated, that kind of thing. So I do feel like more and more people are getting the certification. It feels like we're starting to get some traction, and we really hope to build on that momentum as we move into our fall test window in September this year. So we've got a lot of plans for how we want to market it and trying to get the word out. And so one of the things that we're doing is trying to highlight the individuals who have the certification. So that's both through our chapter network and as we have other publications that reach our larger audiences. So we have currently 174 individuals who hold the certification. So in a 2-year period, we feel like that's pretty decent progress.
That does sound like good progress. And I know that going through the process, part of it was not only just having the certification, but also the knowledge that comes with sometimes preparing for the exam itself. Speaking of the exam itself, are there any prerequisites to taking the exam?
You know, there are not prerequisites in the sort of classic sense. The approach that we've taken with that is that we have identified the criteria that we think make for a really good background for people who want this certification and that we think prepares them well for the testing process. But they're not requirements or prerequisites in the case similar to what other certification programs require. We're kind of letting the candidates or potential candidates look at those recommendations and decide for themselves whether they fit that pattern, you know, and then those individuals who are interested in pursuing it can go down the next level and look at the particular topic areas that are covered by the exam and some of the other materials that we have listed up on the website there to figure out how they might want to prepare, what areas they may need to know more about than they have currently.
And in preparation process leading up to the exam, can you recommend any specific resources that people can go to?
So in terms of preparing for the exam, another resource that people should know is out there is that we do a one-day workshop that covers becoming an IGP. So when we do that particular workshop, we talk a lot about the anticipated role of the IGP professional. We talk about the DACM chart, you know, which is the name for the document that outlines the subject areas and resources that we think people need to know in this field. We talk about the testing process, the application process. So that's a one-day in-person workshop, and we'll be giving that workshop as part of our pre-con program in front of our conference, the ARMA conference, in Washington, D.C. in October. So that's something that people who are interested in some additional help in preparing should put on their calendars and come.
That's great, Diane. I appreciate you sharing that information. The ARMA conference, the national conference, always has a lot of great resources, and I think anyone who's considering the IGP, that would be something to definitely, as you said, put on your calendar and make sure you can get to just before the conference start. You also mentioned the DACOM chart, and I do remember that being extremely helpful in preparing for the IGP exam. It really clearly gave the different areas some of the different tasks and expectations for those parts of the exam. So I definitely second your recommendation to look at that. I thought that was very, very helpful, and that was actually recommended to me by someone who was already an IGP. So if you're out there and you're thinking of taking the IGP exam, if you go to the ARMA website, arma.org, you can find that resource along with many, many others related to the IGP. One of the questions that is out there, not specifically about the exam, but just in general, is does information governance have a future? And I was interested to get your take on that. When you hear that question or if someone poses it to you, what is your opinion on that?
I really think it does have legs for the long term. I think that information governance fits in so well with the corporate developments in governance. And certainly we don't foresee any lessening of regulation. We don't really see any lessening of litigation. And so I think that because corporations are interested in governance overall, that information governance fits right into that particular corporate objective and requirement. And so I think it's here to stay. I think it also has given those of us in the records and information management profession a different way to talk about some of the things that we do and why and how they bring value to an organization, which is couched much more in corporate executive terms and not so much in the here's what I have to do in order to make this happen, but focusing more on the corporate rationale for why you need this and what the WIFM is, so what's in it for me, for the organization. Mm-hmm. And I think all of those elements are coming together in a really exciting way in information governance. And personally, I don't see any lessening of that. I think that it's a great opportunity for us as professionals. So that's my opinion on that.
I think you're right on, Diane. Some people think it's a buzzword. Some people aren't sure what it means. But I think in the midst of those things being defined, I think it's also proving that information governance is definitely something that is real and it's important to organizations of all kinds. And hopefully that will help those of us who have the IGP and those who are hoping to get the IGP certification to show our own professional interests and to increase our career longevity going forward. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you want me to ask about or that you want to expound upon at all?
Well, there is one other question that comes up pretty routinely, and this is because both ILTA and ARMA are international organizations. I've been asked whether the focus of the exam is very much U.S. or does it have some applicability internationally as well. And I'm here to say that we've worked very hard to make it country agnostic, if you will, you know, or at least if there are questions on it that do relate to U.S. law. We also are adding in questions that relate to the European Union perspective on that or, you know, other countries as well. So I think that the exam itself is continuing to mature because we are always, you know, working to add new questions into the data bank and to keep the certification itself relevant. So I think that we'll mature in that area as well. But the intent, I want to make sure people know, is that the intent is to have this certification be relevant internationally as well as here in the U.S. So it might help some people to know that. We do already have several IGPs who are in other countries. And, of course, we have several in Canada. We have a few in the U.K. and smattering of other countries as well. So,
great. That's great, Diane. I appreciate you sharing that information with us. It's a very valid question. So many organizations are global, And for those of us who, even if we started just in records management, even just in one office or in the U.S., if we go into positions where that role broadens and we are involved in the management of information across countries, that will be more and more important for us to have that global view and that global knowledge.
Yes, we definitely agree with you on that, Jennifer. So that's been a goal of the Information Governance Board. So we have an Information Governance Certification, and then we have an IGP Governance Board that oversees the credential itself. And that's been a goal of the board all the way along. So
great. I want to thank Diane for being with us today. Diane, thank you so much for sharing your insight with us today. This discussion has been incredibly valuable for me, having the IGP, and I'm sure it will be helpful to our audience members who are interested in understanding the IGP certification and how it can benefit them or members of their team. And we really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. It's great to have this opportunity to talk about the certification and help get the word out. So we appreciate ILTA doing this. Thank you.
And to our listeners, please stay tuned for more podcasts in this series, and please review the additional resources posted with today's recording. Thank you so much for joining us today. I encourage you to continue the conversation on ILTA's Connected Communities.